The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL Fan Festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band and they must think this kid must have just handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.
Well, look at this. A snake in the birdhouse.
Do I go, or do you want me to introduce? You want to introduce
no,
me?
No.
Take it away.
You need
go.
No introduction,
thank,
sir.
Thank you. Thank you. Shaunavan, Tyler, producer, Ticker.
Wow. Excuse us, fellas.
Sorry, Ticker.
Yeah, we acknowledge
about
you.
That's right. Ball, we worked with Baldy for months last week.
I'm glad he knows me.
Yeah, it seemed like it
we
took
worked
forever.
With him for months last week.
Uh-huh. It took a while.
God. That's what it felt like, at least.
Like months.
Okay, fellas. So, first off, if you're sending in questions, don't send more than two. Okay? That's fair enough. If, Donovan, you would accept an unlimited free ATM card. But that ATM card only lets you withdraw $666 at a time. Would
gosh.
You do it?
Gosh.
If.
Yeah, of course. The money would burn in my pocket, but yes.
You're not that hung up on the devil?
I mean, I am.
Six.
You spend money on sin regardless.
Six.
Well, I do.
Are you truly scared of the devil or the concept of the devil?
Yes.
Both of it?
Yes.
Okay. We need to work on that.
How do you picture...
what are you working on?
How do you picture the devil? Like, what do you think the
you
devil
looks
like?
You don't want
that
description, homie.
No, I do.
No, you
red
don't.
Red and horny and pointy and taily.
Sounds like a few people I know.
Has hooves.
Yeah, hooves. All right, from Lane, will you have a better chance of doing the following? Making contact with the ball from a pitch from Ohtani. No.
No.
Gaining 1 yard in the NFL.
No.
Or scoring one basket against Luka.
One basket against Luka.
I've seen Luka's defense.
Yeah, but if Luka locked down on you and you're at the top of the key, you're not scoring. There's no way.
How many opportunities do I get?
You have the best chance of getting 1 yard in the NFL.
No, I don't. That's not happening.
Luka's only 6'7".
He's 6'8".
Shoot right over him.
And then once he sees like the first eight times that he just puts my shot in the fifth row, there's going to be one time he's going to allow me just to shoot it, and I may make it.
I'm telling you.
Try to bank it in.
If he wants to lock down on you, you're not scoring at our height.
Yeah, well, all three seem to be impossible, but the one you said I have a better chance at, and I'm going to say it's going to be scoring a basket over Luka.
1 yard. You can get 1 yard.
No, I can't.
Yeah, you can.
No, I can't.
You can't. Line you up at fullback. Like, just fullback dive right in the A gap. You're in. We're going to get a yard.
I
believe in you.
As Jonathan Hankins swallows
as
you.
As soon as I get the ball, I'm
screaming.
Right. There's not a chance. And then the first time I get hit, I'm tapping like Zeke after he gets fed. I'm tapping out.
What a lady boy you are. What happens first at the ballpark? The Rangers playing in the World Series or the ballpark hosting a World Baseball Classic game?
Answer B.
You think?
I don't know.
You're sandbagging. You're excited. You're excited about what's happening out there.
Look, they're going to do it again. They're going to go back at some point.
At some point.
But the odds are probably better of taking the chalk and betting on
the
World Baseball
Classic. Well, they're doing this,
what, every 4 years? Well, and like you said in the break, what if they do it every 2 years?
That would be great. Like the Ryder Cup?
Yeah. That'd be badass.
That would be great.
If you were given the option to double your salary, but you'd be paid in nickels, 5-cent currency, and you had to pay for everything in said nickels, would you do it?
Let's go.
So I can't have a coin roller at home and just take him to the bank?
You have to roll them yourself, and that's what I'd do. Let's go.
His example is if you bought a car for $60,000, you'd have to have three dump trucks and nickels delivered to the car dealership.
Heck yeah.
But you've tripled
3 months of rolling nickels?
Yeah. And you would, dude, there's no way.
I'm 100% down. Let's go.
How would you carry your nickels? Like to go to lunch and dinner and stuff?
We're a cashless society. I'd still have a debit card, right?
No, you lose that.
Okay. Yeah, it's over. Yeah,
that's okay.
What are you going to carry your nickels in?
Backpack. I have $100 worth of nickels, and then I'd go.
Like, you go to a nice dinner with your wife.
Let's go.
You're at Torelli's. And
now, they're going to be mad.
You trip, and they fall everywhere. Yeah.
They're going to be upset that I'm paying with nickels, but the money's there.
Straight cash, homie.
Let's go. Go to the strip club.
Make it hail.
I'm good.
Just firing nickels right at him.
Ouch, ouch, ouch.
For $1 million, would you make out with HIV Magic Johnson?
I would, because he didn't have it.
Yeah. And this guy adds in, and Larry Bird with mustache for 1 minute each.
Isaiah did it for free, right?
And so did Mark Aguirre. They all made out before the All-Star game. I think that was pre-AIDS, though. Yeah, I would. You're not gonna get AIDS kissing Magic Johnson.
Not from smooching.
No.
And does he have HIV?
Never had it.
What are you more certain of? That he never had that, or that Stevie Wonder isn't blind?
More certain?
Yes.
That Magic never had it. I'm 100% certain that that's the case. 100. I cannot be talked down off that mountain. Now, if you want to talk me down with Stevie, pull an eye chart in front of him, okay, maybe we can talk then. But Magic? No way.
Okay. First off, this is from C. Davidson, directed to D. Lewis. What kind of loser doesn't have a pair of AirPods?
This one.
What are you doing?
Nothing.
How do you listen to the station?
At home?
Like
in
with
the car?
With a radio in your house?
We have a iPad that we don't have any connection to that's on Wi-Fi. And I listen to the station all day in the house.
Like, if I'm walking around, like, if I walk the dogs, I've got the AirPods in. I'm walking around the house doing laundry, I've got the AirPods in.
I have my headphones in.
Do they hurt your ears?
He carries a radio
in
his backpack.
After, like, an hour, I start to get, like, next to his nickel pain inside my ear.
I think I'm so used to it, because I wear them during the show.
Oh.
So, yeah, it doesn't
matter. I will have these in. Walking the dog.
Okay.
How tangled
they are. God, look at that, dude.
What? They're two different pairs.
What a loser.
By the way, do you think Norm has ever put AirPods in his ears?
I heard you ask that. No.
Not
There's
a
no
chance.
Way. There's no
Not
way.
Not even Mary's?
He would know what
I
to
bet
do.
He's
no.
used to Mary's.
He would try to dip them in mustard or something like that. He wouldn't know what to do with them.
Just popping AirPods.
All right.
He's trying to connect them to his phone.
Will there ever be a time where
Getting
you can...
seven, four times.
Will there ever be a time where you can outdrink Barry Switzer?
No.
No.
I tried at the Jerry Jones Hall of Fame thing. I tried.
Try again.
And it turned into the worst hangover I've ever had.
And he's just A-okay the next day. Nothing
affected
him whatsoever.
Yeah, 7 o'clock in the morning and ready to go. And he was 80.
Correct.
He doesn't drink beer.
I cannot drink anyone.
No, you can.
No.
Sure you can.
I'm pretty weak.
Ham? You could probably take
no,
ham.
No. I don't think. Well, if he.
Ham?
If he took one sip of the whiskey and Coke, then yes, I can outdrink ham.
Yeah, he literally cannot drink more than 2 sips.
Okay, well, I can outdrink ham.
Of a whiskey.
And then I'm next.
That's the hamming bird. He flies in. He's like. And then he flies out.
Just put the beak down real quick. And that's it.
Let's see here. Would you rather have to kill a chicken every time you get into a vehicle or have to fight an orangutan once a year to the death?
Yeah, see, I'm out. Give me the chicken because the
orangutan. Every time you get in the car.
Okay. Sorry. That's just how it goes, but I'm not fighting an orangutan.
Donovan's got his big sack of nickels
just
killing a
chicken.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh. Neighbors are just horrified watching this every day.
So I have to kill it with my hands? Not like with my car?
Like a machete?
Like I run over it?
No, you can't do it with your car. You have to kill it with your hands.
You gotta wring your neck.
But fighting an orangutan, he does throw in with a sword once a year.
Oh.
the orangutan. You have the sword.
Okay.
Wouldn't that death impact you a lot more if you killed an orangutan?
I know,
with a sword?
And he looks down and then he looks up at you.
And you're like, shh, 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 shh.
And then, you know,
be over soon.
And he's kind of stumbling around while he's just making eye contact with you.
But wouldn't you train your ass off with the sword all year long for that one incident?
And you
like
do it
every
in front
day.
Of his son, and then his son vows vengeance on you.
I'll take a fencing class at the local junior college.
You would be so the biggest badass. You'd be Game of Thrones quality swordsman if this was the case.
Because you can make one slice and that's it.
Yeah.
Or what if you just grab him by his neck and just twist it real hard and then he falls slowly?
This is from David Mino. Starting today, you can't use vocal fillers such as like, so, you know, any of those for 1 year.
Okay.
Did you hear Hang Zone yesterday in the analytics with the AI?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And you say really the most?
Yes, yeah. If you're successful, you get $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
If you fail, you have to manually cut off your right thumb.
No, 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 no.
We will all be thumbless. We can't do it. Impossible.
We'd slip up.
No matter how hard you try.
Thumbs down.
Wouldn't you be so aware of it you would never do it? Think about this.
No.
Think about, because I know both of you and me how much we cuss. We cuss a lot. A lot.
Yeah.
But we never do it on the air because we're aware.
Well, you do.
Well, I can say bitch, but you know, the bad words. You know, because you're aware of that. You know you can't.
Sure.
If you're aware that you can't say, like, so, you know.
We're thinking as we speak. We can't.
Yeah, you've done it so much that it's impossible to stop. And the more you think about it, the more it will happen. And you'll be thumbless. Well, the good thing about it is that it only happens twice. You only have
That's
two
true.
Thumbs.
That's true.
And then
you're done.
Go back to whatever you need to do. But right. There would not be a thumb amongst us.
Choose one. Upper Decker during Easter service at the biggest church in DFW streamed live.
Okay.
Streamed live.
What's next?
Or have me kick you in the chin as hard as you can every day for 6 months.
Oh.
Upper Decker.
Yeah. It's easy.
Yeah, that's...
It's like crap.
Stream live, baby. Let's go.
How about me kick you in the balls once a year for the next 10 years, but you don't know when it is?
No, I'm out. Can't do that.
You would do the Upper Decker stream live on TV.
I'd even wear a nice Easter suit, colorful everything.
You dress up like a bunny.
I'd have the
have a basket.
But then how do they?
I'd have the buttons on the back of the costume. Yeah, the flap down. Whatever you need.
Pulling up your little cottontail.
But like on Easter, because they're gonna run.
I hop down the bunny trail and get there. I'd do anything you want me to do.
Give the camera double birds.
They're going to run like the, what do they run on Easter here? Like on ABC Sunday mornings and stuff, like some big mega church. Yeah. So it's that.
Hell
and
yeah.
Your bunny outfit. And somehow they've got a bathroom cam and they're like cutting away, like Righteous Gemstone style. And then there you are.
They can even get me from the time I get up out of the pew and leave my seat. And I'm ready to go.
What would it take for you, Donovan, not to shave your head for 1 year? Probably thinking monetary terms.
There goes my right thumb. That'll be a lot because my wife is not having it.
You just took a dump on Easter on live TV. Your wife wouldn't have that either.
To not get kicked in the chin.
And you're paying for your dinners with nickels.
Okay.
But
what a great life I'm leading right now. This sounds fun.
And you're killing chickens every time you get in your car.
Okay.
But you're worried about what your wife says about your hair for a year?
She would cut it while I was sleeping. And then I'd lose whatever bet of money, monetary, whatever I'm going to get.
$100,000.
She'd cut it.
You
I'm
wear hats
you.
All the time anyway.
I don't. Not all the time.
You're wearing a hat right now.
I know because I need to shave my head. And it's like a week.
$100,000? You wouldn't do it.
You could cornrow your hair. That would be cool looking.
Whoa. There's no way.
She would definitely do that. Next week, we're getting her on the air to ask her if she would do that, what her minimum would be.
Okay. And it's going to be way more than what you think.
$100,000 for 1 year? I'm almost willing to pay it myself to see it.
Well, let's work out the details of that deal.
I'm so dying for him and Bob to grow their hair out for 1 year.
Let's see how long
I
we can last.
Bob.
Yeah, either way.
Say, what if we start at the same time to see how long we both can
would
go?
Would you try to focus a little bit?
And it's both at the same time, and if we could last a year, what we will look like.
You should do it for charity, like Children's Cancer. I would.
I would look like George Jefferson.
great. That's an awesome look.
No, it's not.
Why is that bad? Wash got away with it. Nobody cared. He was badass.
Wore a cap, though.
Bob Newhart was great, too. Nobody cared about that. Nobody thought, oh, Bob Newhart's hair is stupid. It was badass.
Yeah, but he trimmed it.
I know.
Imagine Bob just.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, P1s. Thank you, Corby. That's the birdhouse.
You met Lala Kent on Vanderpump Rules. Now Lala and her friends share everything on Give Them Lala.
I'm expecting my second child. Which is very, very amazing.
Congratulations.
To say. Feels
We're
that
all
way.
With child.
You can say she's pregnant, she's knocked up, anything except with child.
Oh, I love with child. I'm going to be saying it all the time. Yep. Excuse
yes,
me.
Yes, yes.
6 feet, I'm with child.
Watch what Lala is talking about on YouTube or search for Give Them Lala wherever you listen.